schools. The government has ordered a closure of all evacuation centers at learning institutions in Kisumu County to pave the way for reopening of schools on Monday. Over 12,000 people who have been camping at the schools after their homes were swept by floods will now move to alternative spaces provided by the government. Nyanza Regional Commissioner, R.C. Flora Mworoa, said the decision was arrived at in order to make schools ready for Term 2, which kicks off on Monday. "We have asked our offices in the Ministries of Interior and Education to find alternative spaces for them because we are opening schools on Monday. I know many of them are complaining, but we are going to find suitable places for them so that we clean up the schools for our children to go back on Monday," she said. The decision will affect some 17 schools which have been home to flood victims across the county as the various school heads come to terms with the devastating effects of floods in the area. The schools include Maruka Primary, Nyadina Primary, Kanyalwal Primary and St. Aloys Primary in Nyakach Sub-County, Kagalo Primary, Nyahoto Primary, Kobora Primary, Rabuo Primary, Kalwa Primary and Onchchi Primary in Nyando Sub-County, Induru Primary, Nyangande Primary, Ombaka Primary and Iweo RC Primary in Kadabo Sub-County and Kagalo Primary and Nyangoto Primary in Muhoroni Sub-County. The regional commissioner said there was no cause for alarm, adding that the government has put measures in place to ensure the flood victims are supported in the new camps. Kisumu Governor Professor Anyang Nyong'o said some of the institutions, including Early Childhood Education Centers, ECDE, will not be ready to reopen on Monday due to the devastating effects of the floods. A total of 22 ECDE centers, he said, have been affected by flooding from River Nyando and the backflow from Lake Victoria and will not be ready for reopening unless the rains subside drastically by Sunday. The county government, he added, will continue to support floods victims with food and non-food items and called on well-wishers to chip in to reach out to more victims. Nyong'o, who presided over the distribution of 800 bales of unga, 50 boxes of soap, 500 pieces of 1 kilogram green grams, 20 boxes of milk to 3,000 families, a donation of Rotary International, said the humanitarian need was immense, calling for more support from the national government and well-wishers. "We continue to appeal to well-wishers willing to donate food and non-food items to visit our collection center at Jaramogi Oginga Odinga Sports Complex in Kisumu," he said.